Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Once again, it's that time of year when we welcome the Chorus of Westerly to talk about their upcoming events for the summer. With me is the Executive Director, who's been in place since May of 2009. Seems like forever.
Wow. It's in place sounds like I've just been like carved out of marble. And
there you are. You have
a
statue in front of George Kent Hall. His name is Ryan Saunders, and Ryan, it's good to be back with you again.
Mike, thanks for having me. I always love coming and hanging out with you for this fun evening of music and talking.
Yes, and good timing because next week is one of the big events of the summer.
Oh, yeah. It's our Westerly Summer Pops. It's our 42nd annual version of it on Saturday, June 24th at 8 o'clock. And we're just super excited to get this concert going and get the summer going for the entire community.
How do people get tickets?
Well, it's free, Mike.
It's free.
That's right. That's right. All you have to do is put a blanket down somewhere in that park and bring your picnic, and the concert's on us. So it's a free event in Wilcox Park. You can put blankets out actually in the park beginning at 5 o'clock on Friday the 23rd. You can leave them there unattended, and then you can show up the next day. Maybe bring a fresh blanket in case it get a little rainy overnight. Yeah, sometimes.
And then
you can enjoy the concert with us out there. No, it's a free event. It's always been a free event. It's a big event. You know, we get somewhere in excess of 20,000 people if the weather's good and there's no threat of rain. And we've been doing it for 42 years, and except for 2020 when we had the COVID shutdown. But otherwise, it's a wonderful night, and I think the best thing that we do.
Excellent. And you did mention bring a picnic. Is that because people have to share food with you?
I'm well taken care of. It's basically you're getting a concert under the stars, and so bring what you'd like for you and your family. But if you don't want to actually bring your own food, the Rotary Club of Westerly is out there in the park, and they're serving, you know, hot dogs and pizza and popcorn and things like that. And they give all of the proceeds back to the chorus, which is awesome for the production of
really?
Pops. Yeah, 100%. So if you don't want to bring a meal, you can go, you know, get it out there for a couple bucks and then bring it back to your blanket and enjoy the concert.
Actually, if you want to help support the chorus, that's the thing to do, right?
Hey, absolutely. You can always do that online at chorusofwesterly.org, because this concert in particular, it costs about $120,000 for us to produce, and we fundraise every dime of it. It's not produced by the town, although the town subsidizes it a little bit for us, which is a big help, and Stonington across the river, town of Westerly, I mean. But we run by donations and support from businesses and such. And this year, actually, we also pass around buckets in the park where you can throw in a few bucks or a QR code if you want to use your credit card now. But this year, and right now, actually, for the chorus in general, we have a donor who is going to match all donations to the chorus or to Summer Pops in the month of June up to $50,000. So you can go online right now to chorusofwestry.org. Just click on the donate button. And if you say you donate $100, it'll bring in $200 and help us close that gap right in. So it's a huge lift. And it's we're really grateful. And we've always had a community that's made this go. I mean, you can't do a concert like this of this size for 40 plus years without people loving it and believing in it, but also giving a little bit of their time and their money to make it happen. And we have been so fortunate to be based in a community, not just Westerly, but, you know, all of Southern Rhode Island, all of Southeastern Connecticut, who give us the resources to do what we need to do. It's almost magical that it happens. So we're so very grateful. And again, you can learn about the concert or donate at chorusofwesterly.org.
And don't be intimidated when you use that figure of $100. You can do 20. You can do 50.
Of course.
You could do 500.
You could do hey, if you want to go the whole 50,000 and wrap up the night for us really quick, that's awesome too. But no, I mean, every little bit counts, even if it's $1 or $5.
Right.
And it all works together. I mean, we in a given year probably have something close to 1,000 individuals who support us in one shape or form or another. And as I look at it, everyone is just as valuable. I mean, if you put in $5 and that's all you can do, that's okay. That has, you know, it's money that's well used and be well spent. But if you have the means and do more, we'll certainly help you. We're a 501c3 charitable arts organization. So our goal is to harness the power of music to transform lives and nourish the soul of the community. And really, I mean, basically simplifying that is music is our tool to make sure that your life has some real goodness inside of it, and that it brings you something that is special, and it's not whatever that is for you, but music is our tool in which to do that.
Excellent. Do you have some music so we can get people in the mood?
Yeah, we absolutely do. And we're gonna actually kick it off with two charts from a concert a couple of years ago of the Chorus of Westerly. So this is the Chorus Live. The first one is by a living composer named Mark Miller. It's called Draw the Circle Wide. And the lyrics are pretty easy to follow along to, but it's about, you know, drawing the circle wide, bringing people in, being a part of something special, which is really the Chorus of Westerly. So it's in a weird way sort of become like an anthem for us. And then it's followed by another really exciting short work, a Jubilate Deo by Peter Angel, who actually is a Middleborough, Massachusetts resident, but it did his training down musically down south and is back up here. So that's the Chorus of Westerly Live from a concert a few years ago.
All right, we'll listen to both of those pieces and take a short break and be back with more of the Ryan Saunders Show.
Thank you.
The Chorus of Westerly is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with Ryan Saunders, the Executive Director of the Chorus, and we're talking about the Summer Pops program, which will be coming up very soon, just a few days away.
Yeah, just a few days away. It's going to be quite a program, too. We don't actually have a featured soloist this year.
I'm available.
Well, you know, we might call you down. Okay. So just 44 Broad Street is the address of the park. No, we don't have a featured soloist this year because we're going actually Chorus of Westerly and orchestra heavy this year to give the audience a little bit, I think, more of what they'd like to hear.
And more of a pop feeling.
Yeah, it's going to have quite that. But we're doing something interesting in that we've had a young composer, one of our alums named John Tafone, who we've talked about a lot, do a bunch of fun arrangements for us over the last couple of years. He did a whole Beach Boys medley for us last year and an ABBA medley, and has done a lot of stuff for our Christmas pop stuff. He's a working composer down in New York, actually works off on Broadway. But for this year, we're letting our hair down or taking out our 80s rock a little bit because we've commissioned him to do a full 80s medley of songs. So starting everything from The Final Countdown to Take On Me, I'm trying to think of what else is in there, Total Eclipse of the Heart. So fun stuff all there. So like the chorus singing 80s music, and actually the entire program is going to open up with a new setting, all of it arranged for the show of chorus orchestra doing Eye of the Tiger, which I can't wait to hear how all that sounds coming out there. But to wrap it all up, John also did a brand new choral orchestral arrangement for us of the Beatles' Let It Be, which will be toward the end of the show, which is, to be frank with you, probably one of my own personal favorite songs, so I'm thrilled by it. But for the last 20 plus years at our children's chorus camp that we run every summer, an overnight summer camp, we have the last night we have a dance and things like that. And the last song we always play at that dance is Let It Be. So it's a little sweet and sentimental for our organization. But it's also the Beatles and one of the great songs out there, too. So it's the program's still going to have, patriotic favorites like the Stars and Stripes Forever. And we're doing an Armed Forces salute work, and it'll end with the 1812, which is not an American work, but with the fireworks and things like that at the very end of it. And there's some stuff from Verdi. So you get a little opera in there, too. It's a real eclectic program this year.
Wow, yeah. It sounds like you have a little bit of everything.
Yeah. And that's the point of a Pops concert, right? You want to have a lot of fun and get a little sampling of everything. But, I mean, that's the goal at the bottom of all of it, too, is go out there and have some fun. And I think Andrew Howell, who's our music director and conductor, crafted just an extraordinary program this year. And we're quite excited about it. It's also, we've had a guy named Doug Rayner, who's been our Pops chairman since the very first one in 1981. And he's a man now in his mid-80s, but this is his last one as chair. So we programmed a lot of stuff that would be fun for him as well for his last. He's done so much. He taught me so much of my own job of what I do right now. And this is going to be his last one as chair. He's not going anywhere. He's just going to, you know, wrap up his official duties after this one.
Wow, 42 years.
Yeah.
That's an amazing run. I know how much work that could possibly be. I think I just want to say a little bit more about the surroundings. Wilcox Park, if you're not familiar with it, if you're coming from outside the area and you go to downtown Westerly, because it is right at downtown.
Right in downtown, yep.
And there's lots of creature comforts, I would say, because you mentioned that they're going to have hamburgers and hot dogs sponsored by the Rotary Club, and nearby there are lots of restaurants and coffee shops.
Oh, and they'll like all that. Be open and ready to serve. So, like, even if you want to pop out there and have a bite to eat or get a drink or something, or go there after the concert, or a lot of people actually seem to find High Street right alongside Wilcox Park. It's right there are High Street, Broad Street. A lot of wonderful, wonderful establishments right now. And I know some people, do hang out over there because you can still sort of hear the concert and you can certainly see the fireworks. So downtown Westerly really comes alive. And if folks are worried about, how do I get there? Where do I park? You have to park on side streets. There's some lots that are further afield from the actual park and do maybe a little walking in and out of it. But I have no idea actually quite how it works, because somehow 20,000 people show up every year,
yeah,
and then they go home. So And
yeah, they're not still there.
No, we have great partners in the town of Westerly and the Westerly Police Department too, who really help make the flow of all of this work for us and keep it safe too. That's a huge priority. But the park, it feels like a big community block party once you're inside of there. And when you consider that the amount of people who are attending is basically the population of the town of Westerly, and we can't forget our friends over in Stonington across the river, you know, it's fun. You see people you maybe haven't seen in a couple of years, or you didn't see them since the last summer pops. So if you're thinking about giving it a try, it's well worth it. It is as family friendly as you can get. We, the Chorus of Westerly, are a loving bunch, and you're going to get first class, a professional performance coming off of a very large stage in front of you.
All right, let's get to another piece of music. What's this one going to be?
Yes, so we're going to actually jump back in time a little bit. We're going to go back to the time machine right here, and we'll maybe talk a little bit later about the Chorus of Westerly. Has been a touring organization, and during the COVID shutdown, we actually digitized a lot of our archives. And one we're going to hear now is a piece called Magnificat, the Collegium Regali Magnificat, by the composer Herbert Howells. And this was recorded live in July of 1995, actually, in Bristol Cathedral, when the Chorus of Westerly was singing an evensong there. So you're getting a very live recording, and you can really hear the reverb of that.
And Bristol Cathedral is located where?
Bristol Cathedral is located in Bristol, England.
There you go. That's the part I wanted to
get out. Sorry, not England. This is from England, not one of the many Bristols here in New England. This is from Bristol, England. So the cathedral there.
Thank you.
Ryan. This next piece of music is quite lengthy, so let's try to get it in quickly before our next break.
That sounds great, Mike. We're actually going to stay in that Wayback Machine. We're going to stay in England in 1995. We're going a short way up the road to Bath Abbey, and you're going to hear the Gloria from Beethoven's Mass in C by Ludwig von Beethoven, the Chorus of Westerly, and this one is conducted by George Kent.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more. Saunders is my special guest on Conducting Conversations tonight. I'm Mike Mano. Ryan is the executive director of the Chorus of Westerly, and we've been talking about the Summer Pop Series. But there are lots of other things that go along year-round at the Chorus. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Well, we have a full concert season for our main symphonic group, which is about 180 or so singers, children and adults, with a big classical concerts in November and May, an a cappella concert type thing in March, and then a Christmas pop series. And we are looking for new members. If anyone is would like to come down and dust off the vocal cords and sing for us a little bit, we're looking for new adult singers, and we're looking for new kids singers starting at the age of 8. And if you are interested, again, just go to the website. You'll find audition information.
So if you're either an adult or a kid,
that's correct. You're welcome to come audition. That's right. Over the age of 8. But if you're like, auditioning for a chorus scares me, or I don't think I, have the musical background in which to sing, we actually have a second chorus called our Foundations Chorus. And the Foundations Chorus, there's no audition required. You just show up and sing. It meets on Monday nights once a week in the academic year. And they have a little concert in the fall and a little concert in the spring. It is, again, no musical experience is required. No auditions are required. You pay the membership fee, you sign up, and you just come to rehearsals, and we teach you and guide you along for the rest. So there's an opportunity for everybody to sing.
Do people graduate from one to the other sometimes?
We have actually had some people do that, or we've had some people, and they can. And we've had some people who came to audition for the main group, the symphonic group, and didn't pass through the audition, but music director Andrew Howell said, I think you should sing in Foundations, maybe for a semester or two, and see if we can get you kind of brought up. Up to speed, yeah. And we have had some people who do graduate up, but you don't have to do that because some people just want a much simpler singing experience. So the whole theory is that, and with the kids come and audition, but we'll basically take any kid. The audition is more like a vocal placement because what we're trying to do with the children too is we're training them as well and getting them ready to move up. So there is, if you want to sing and make music with us in some capacity, there is a door open for you.
Excellent. All right. Speaking of music, what's this next piece?
So we are going to stick on this theme of the Chorus on Tour, and we are going to hear another Gloria, this one by Johann Sebastian Bach from his great Mass in B minor. This was recorded live in Magdeburg, Germany in July of 2017 and conducted by Andrew Howell.
Oh,
Brian, thanks so much for coming in tonight and being with us and bringing this great music to us. And you mentioned that you these last recordings were in England and Germany, and you have an announcement.
Yeah, so the Chorus of Westerly, after a little bit of a hiatus because of the global situation, is going back on tour again next summer, in the summer of 2024. We are touring France and England. So we are going to start in Paris and end in London. In Paris, we're going to be singing at Saint-Étienne's Church, which was Durefle's church, and then Chartres Cathedral, all sorts of wonderful things there. We're going to be doing a remembrance ceremony in Normandy at the American Cemetery, which will be very special. And then we're doing a bunch of concerts over in England, but wrapping it all up with an evensong service at the Royal Chapel, St. George's, Windsor, at the very end. So it's very special. And if you are, again, interested in joining the chorus and maybe becoming a part of this, go online or give us a call, too, at 401-596-8663 or chorusofwesterly.org. Or if you're just interested in coming along with us as a follower, which we have our own group that likes to come along with us.
Sure.
We'll take folks like that too. So again, there'll be information posted on our website that you can look all about it. But it's a real special opportunity for all of our singers, especially some of our younger singers, our teenagers and stuff, where this is their first introduction to the global world.
Excellent. All right. We're going to close out with one more piece of music. What will that be?
So we're going to end right back there again in Magdeburg, Germany, with the end of the B minor Mass. Bach's amazing Dona Nobis Pacem, the great cry for all of us to find peace.
Thanks, Ryan. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.